Okay, so we're up to the 15th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is shelolo hotzimi b'sar haPesach chutzah, that you should not move your korban pesach from one location to another. You have to eat it in one single spot. And the pasuk says, "Bevayas achari echel lo totzi min habayas min habazar chutzah ve'etzem lo tzipruvo." So, number one, you have to eat it in a single house, right? You shouldn't go from the house to the outside. And also, the important halacha that's mitzvah 16, the 16th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is you shall not break any bone in the Korban Pesach. We won't get there tonight, but that's coming next, God willing. But for right now, so this mitzvah of not bringing your Korban Pesach from one location to another, you have to eat it all in one spot with your special chabura. Again, for those of us who are paying attention and following in the 5-minute Mishnayos, we know that we've done this already in the Mishnayos of Pesachim. However, we are up to this in the Chinuch as well, so we'll see what he has to say. So the mitzvah is as follows. Shalom lehosim yibsara Pesach. We are commanded in the mitzvah not to take the Korban Pesach, the meat of the Pesach, from one location, from the place where you are eating with your chabur, right? We know the Korban Pesach used to come in groups. So if you're eating in place A with your chabur, you cannot go take this meat to place B, Shinamar, lo tosim min habayas min habasar chutzah, because the pasuk says straight out that you should not take it from one place to another. You should not take it from your house to the outside. And the assumption over here is that the outside will essentially become the area that is not designated for your eating place. So we'll see how that exactly is fully defined in a moment. Misharshe mitzvah zo, the root of this mitzvah is mash kasamnu, what we keep saying for all these mitzvahs as they apply it to Pesach, Lezecher, Nisei Mitzrayim, in order so we can remember the miracles that God did for us when we left Egypt. And in particular, says the Chinuch, how does this apply to the mitzvah of not moving your Korban Pesach from one place to another? But he says, "Nation, asinu adonim, God made us into these masters, into these great lords, these powerful beings, and that He showed us that we are distinguished individuals." How so? Ba'a ha-mitzvah alav, He gave us this commandment, that we should be able to eat with our special group of people that we have designated all together a Korban Pesach. Below, we're not going to go outside. Who is this like? Kederech Malchei Eretz. It's like the kings of the world. Because when you have a king, right, he has all his food prepared for him in his beautiful palace, and he doesn't go anywhere. That's where he stays, but who is also with him? Barov Am Shalem. He has so many people. He has his servants, and he has his friends that come every single night for a big meal. Every single day, they have this lavish meal together in one spot, and they don't dare move from one place to another. That's like royalty. And on this night, since we are like royalty, we do not move at all. But the poor people of the land, how do they act? Whenever they have a large feast, well, then at that point, since this is such a chiddush for them, they then start to send out portions of their meal to other people in order to share the good, but they don't eat together. Since this is a chiddush, it's a novelty for them, therefore they start sending it out to everyone so that everyone can partake of it, but they don't eat together as one group in one spot. And that's what makes us royalty, that we're able to eat the Korban Pesach in one spot. Dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, kegon zeh, ma dino shel basar kishigatza chutz, right, for example, what is the law? When a person does end up taking, let's say I'm eating in place A, but then I take my meat and I do in fact bring it to place B. So what's the halacha in that situation? The hekef shetzricha hachavura lasos. Also, among these halachos are what exactly are the parameters of the perimeter that the group has to make? How do they establish themselves as a separate group eating in a separate spot? How does one do that? And let's say you have two groups that are eating together in the same building or even in the same room, but they have this beautiful mechitza in between the two of them. And let's say this mechitza falls apart in the middle of their meal. So now it looks like they're joined as one group together. And we know from 5-minute Mishnayos, when we learn Pesachim, that if you're in two totally separate groups, and if it looks like you're combining, that's not good news for the Jews. So what happens if the mechitza does break? What are the halachos there? The Yeser HaPratim and all the other various laws, all Mivuar Mipesachim, can be found in Meseches Pesachim. And finally, you know, Heges Bezman HaBayis, this applies again, like all the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach applies during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, V'zechar Mevnekevos, to men and to women. V'over Aleha V'otzi Min HaBasar HaLechutz, and a person who violates this and does take the meat out of their area to another area, out of this area of eating, Avar Alav, he violates a prohibition, V'lokin Alav, he gets Malkus, V'ushe Ya'aseh Ba'akira Min HaBayis V'hanach HaLechutz. How do you define the full act of taking your meat from one place to another? So he says, it's actually similar to something that we'll see in a moment, another area of halacha that we're quite familiar with, and that is when he takes the meat from his house and he lifts it up and then he brings it outside and he places it down outside. So that's how he violates the prohibition. What does that sound like to us that have learned Masechah Shabbos? Hayadua Ba'utzah Shal Shabbos. It's the exact way that you violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. There has to be an Akira, right? You lift it up from where you are, from the Rosh Hashayach, and then you bring it out to the Rosh Hashayach, and you place it down. You need all those actions to violate that Malacha. So too, when it comes to violating this prohibition, if you want to violate the full prohibition of bringing the meat of your Korban Pesach from one location to another, you have to do all these things. You have to lift it up from your house, bring it outside, place it down outside, and then you have violated that Halacha. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah 15, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Tetzayin, with Mitzvah 16, which is the Mitzvah, again, of breaking, of the prohibition to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. But for now, we will stop right here.